the duty of every man is to honor Christ as his authority by recognizing his very own distinction as a man. Listen to what 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 says. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It's the same as if her head were shaven. Men, there is a way to honor the authority over you, and that's by acting like a man, expressing yourself as a man. There's a way to dishonor yourself and your authority, and that is by acting like a woman. The reason why a man who prophesies or prays with his head covered, the reason why that's dishonoring to himself is because that's what women do in order to express their devotion to their distinction as a woman and their role in femininity. In that culture, women covered their heads, either with their long hair stacked on top of their head or perhaps with some type of veil or covering when they were praying or prophesying, to show that they were in alignment with God's word, their authority, and in alignment with their husband or the elders of the church. For a man to do that would be to reject the authority of Christ over him in creating him a male, and to reject his own manhood, rejecting how God created him as distinct from woman. For a man in that culture to either have long hair stacked on top of his head or to wear a covering would be a very effeminate thing to do. It's tantamount to saying, I would rather be a woman. And Paul says, men, don't do that. Be men. Every man should conduct himself as a man, as a way to honor Christ and be respectable. Every man should act like and walk and dress like a man in keeping with his responsibilities and roles given to him by Christ. Not to do so is an expression or rejection and a denial of God's ordering of life. There is a right gospel expression of manhood, and part of that expression is in embracing your distinctiveness as a man. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Caraway Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.